On April 7, 2025, Gabon's transitional government launched the second phase of salary arrears payments for public sector workers, a significant fiscal step to restore trust and stability in public compensation after years of delayed payments. This initiative follows the completion of pension back payments on March 31 and forms part of a broader compensation rectification program under the directive of General Brice Clotaire Oligui Nguema, President of the Transition and Head of State. Who gets paid, and how the April 2025 operation focuses on active civil servants, whose back pay is disbursed via bank transfers. Retirees and rightful claimants, ayants droit, who receive treasury vouchers, bons de caisse, upon ID verification. The distribution of vouchers is organized by alphabetical order of surnames and administered across two treasury sites in Libreville. Nzengayang Treasury Office Right Arrow for beneficiaries with names from A to M. Okala Treasury Office Right Arrow for names from N to Z. This alphabetized segmentation aims to reduce congestion and ensure orderly processing, a lesson learned from previous large-scale public finance operations in the region. More than just wages, a fiscal and political statement. While on the surface this is an administrative exercise, it also carries broader implications. Politically, it bolsters the transitional government's legitimacy by demonstrating action on social and economic grievances. Economically, it injects liquidity into households, potentially boosting domestic consumption, though it also raises questions about fiscal sustainability in a country grappling with fluctuating oil revenues. This is not just an overdue payment, it's a litmus test for public trust and the credibility of Gabon's transitional leadership. Key takeaways for regional observers and public finance analysts. Timing matters. The operation's alignment with prior pension back payments underscores a phased fiscal approach, prioritizing pensions first, then active wage liabilities. Cash versus vouchers. The use of bons de caisse for retirees echoes practices in other West and Central African countries where banking infrastructure is uneven or underused. Decentralized disbursement. Dividing payout points alphabetically may serve as a model for crowd management in mass disbursement events, particularly relevant for ministries of finance across Africa managing wage backlog clearances. Will this operation set a new precedent? For Gabon, and perhaps other nations in the region, the question now is whether this marks the beginning of a systemic reform of public wage administration, or merely a one-off stabilizing gesture during political transition. If managed transparently, with timely follow-up audits and digital integration, it could lay groundwork for a permanent reform to salary and pension systems. But if inconsistencies or delays reappear, public sentiment may quickly shift, from relief to renewed frustration. As with many fiscal measures taken during political transitions, execution and perception will be everything. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.